Canada is the latest community to see high water as breakup continues on the Yukon River. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says an ice jam 50 miles downstream of Tanana is backing up the same wave of meltwater that hit Eagle last week.
Water levels began rising there overnight, and this morning started to come over bank and flood some of the low-lying areas. They've begun evacuating elders and children from the village.
Plum says floodwater is carrying ice into the village and that trees are reported down. Upstream, Yukon River communities already hit by flooding in recent days are facing major cleanup and repairs. Plum says Weather Service observers have gotten a look at the situation in Stevens Village.
Many of the houses did have water damage, water in them, and some of them are more severe, ones closer to the river. A few of them did have some ice damage from ice coming up over the bank. And the access roads to the airport, there were approximately 2 washouts to the road that leads up to the airport from Stevens Village.
Plum says power and phone service are out at Stevens Village. He says water levels have dropped significantly in the community. Many of the village's residents evacuated last week in anticipation of flooding. The breakup front on the Yukon River is now downstream between Tanana and Ruby.